radical behavior on this moment of Indiana history. Indiana University's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences was once home to the biggest name in behaviorism. B.F. Skinner did some of his most notorious work while chair of psychology at IU. An advocate of the idea that behavior is determined by consequences, the Harvard-trained psychologist hung up his autographed portrait of Pavlov when he moved into his Bloomington office in 1945. Skinner was a family man by this time, a fact that informed the direction of his work. The chairman's research burst into popular culture in October 1945 when the Ladies' Home Journal published Skinner's firsthand account of his development and use of a device promoting the, quote, mechanization of baby care. Skinner described how he devised an enclosed, climate-controlled crib with a plexiglass window for his 11-month-old daughter, Debbie. Later marketed as an air crib or baby tender, the invention proved controversial and easily confused with the so-called Skinner boxes developed for the study of behavior in rats and pigeons. Family life may also have been the source for the radical behaviorist's only significant foray into fiction writing, undertaken during his Bloomington chapter. The novel Walden 2 is a utopian version of a behaviorally engineered society. In 1948, Skinner accepted a position at Harvard, where he spent the rest of his professional life. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.